Good evening, everybody. How about we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance?
Okay.
Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A moment of silence for our servicemen and women. Thank you. Roll call, please.
All right, and for the record, it is Tuesday, January 25th, 2022 at 6:02 p.m. Director Tincher.
Here.
Director Morris.
Here.
Director Wargo.
Here.
Director Link.
Here.
General Manager Calvin Louis.
Here.
We have Steve Anderson from Best and Krieger.
Present.
Chuck Krieger from Krieger and Stewart Engineering.
Here.
And Travis Romaine from Krieger and Stewart Engineering.
Here.
All right.
Okay. I need approval of the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants for December 14th. The meeting minutes for the regular board meeting for December the 14th. And reaffirmation of Resolution 04-2021 declaring the continuation of virtual meetings due to COVID-19. May I get a motion? Hello?
Sorry, I was on mute. I motion it.
Director motion Morris, I will second the motion to approve.
Okay, so a motion to approve the following consent calendar items. The Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes of December 14th, 2021, the regular board meeting minutes of December 14th, 2021, and the reaffirmation of the resolution 04-2021 declaring the continuation of virtual meetings due to COVID-19, made by Director Tincher and seconded by Director Morris. Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Abstain.
All right, and Director Link?
Aye.
Okay, motion carried.
Next item, warrants none, awards of contracts none. Update operation manager's report. Mr. Louis?
Chairman Link, it's pretty extensive, and I like to have that move to the end of the meeting so we get all the other matters resolved.
Okay. We'll do that after closed session and all of that stuff. Okay. This discussion action item one, recommendation by Krieger and Stewart on the RIFCO property. I have read the letter. I'm sure everybody else has. Is there any questions or comments for the engineers and or legal?
Yes, Director, I do have a question.
Sure.
And I'm trying to get caught up, so that means. So the test that came out of RIPCO's well, that was a clean test? Like there was no nitrates in it?
That's correct.
So it said it was good for potable water. Is that the same as, is that able to be, is that?
Yeah,
is that
drinking water, it's okay. The same thing, yes.
Okay. And there's no known, when I was reading through it, I did see something saying that there could be like an unknown geological barrier in between where the nitrites are and that, but that's an unknown, right? We don't know why the nitrites aren't in this water yet.
That's correct. I think if I may, Director, mm-hmm. elaborate a little bit. The entire Jensen area, all those homes are served by septic tanks, which in their after post-treatment water is discharged to percolate in the ground, and it has nitrates in it as a result of our body processes. The district previously had a production well down there that they had acquired from the Jensen folks, and it was we were forced to take it offline because of nitrate levels. So this well, Mr. Rip's well, is just east of the district's former well number 3, I think it was, and it, you know, there's no question that the testing that Mr. Rip's performed showed that it was a fairly prolific well, and that it had water quality that met the domestic drinking water standards, including the nitrate levels. The concern is that over time, as the production well, if the district were to acquire Mr. Rips's well and were to put that well in production, and we would have a long-term, what we call drawdown cone in the well, that would create a gradient, so kind of a downhill slope from the properties and the water levels underneath the mobile homes towards that production well. And this takes time to happen. It takes many, many months, if not years, for the aquifer underground, which is trying to figure out, does it want to go through silts or sands or gravels and clays? So there's lots of complexity with regard to the geology below us, or below that area, I should say. And it's possible, and we think that it's likely that over time that pumping that well will lead to the gradient, you know, pulling nitrates into the well that would make it of water quality that you could not serve to domestic customers. That together with recommendations that we've received from the United States Geological Service survey, I should say, that has advised us that the water quality and the well yield over there is questionable, leads us to recommend against purchase of that property for a domestic production well, because we just don't know what the future brings, but we do know that the nitrates are still there. The septic systems in the Jensen area are still operating. They've not been substituted with a collection and conveyance wastewater system. So we don't feel it's a prudent investment at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Krieger.
Sure thing.
This is the general manager. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I just want to let the board know, I know I had advised you a few years ago, probably your previous generation of the board, it was to have a backup well in the east side, and I haven't forgotten about that. So to substitute that, the group that we belong to that advocates for the district and many other smaller districts in Sacramento, the Community Water Service Alliance, brought to my attention of a grant, which I conveyed that to our engineers, Mr. Krieger and Mr. Romay, and we're currently working on that, looking into that grant to fund that additional pipeline. So we have a backup pipeline, and then not just only that one that goes underneath Esperanza. So that's the other alternative that we're currently working on.
Okay.
Would that come from a different well?
No, it would be the same way wells. It's just that if something happened to that bridge or the wash and that one transmission line was damaged, that would be it. I used to tell everybody, whatever's left in that half-million-gallon tank, make good use of it. So having an additional backup pipeline conveying water to the east side, well, that is a 50-50 chance that both transmission lines might be impaired if there's a flood or a earthquake or any kind of incident that might damage one or two or both lines. So that way the east side is not cut off completely.
I think it's important to recognize that the district has a grant that's already in place with the state that includes an exploratory production well as part of that program at this point, and then ultimately it would grow into a grant to construct a production well. And we've been working with the USGS and others to identify the site where that would be the money best spent. The Jensen area is not really a candidate for that based on the evidence and the recommendations and the science that we have right now. But as Calvin identified, and I think everybody feels it's important, that it'd be nice to have more than one way to get water across and south and east to the Jensen folks instead of just one pipeline, and we will be pursuing that option as we go forward.
Okay. Mrs. Morris, any questions?
No.
Okay. My personal opinion is we were doing this as an exploratory avenue to what's best for the district, and based on the information we've received, I pretty much concur with the engineers in the USGS. It's not like they're going to try to steer us the wrong direction. So I need a motion one way or another, up or down.
That would be to accept Krieger and Stewart's recommendations and decline the offer for purchase?
Yes.
I have a motion to approve Krieger and Stewart's recommendation.
I'll second that, Director Warga.
All right, so we have a motion to accept Krieger and Stewart's recommendation to decline the purchase of the RIPCO property and wells as made by Director Tincher and second by Director Wargo. Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
And Director Link?
Aye.
Great.
Next item is a bridge loan for isolation valve project. You're on, Mr. Louie, Mr. Krieger, and Mr. Anderson.
I sat in on the teleconference, and I will allow Travis to expound on it. I think my feelings has been written under in my manager's report, and but I'll let Mr. Romay expound on it a little bit.
Yes, I can further explain where we're at in that process. So we currently have two state-funded projects. One we call the Prop 1 project. It has various well design. It has a test well and a bore and jack crossing under the freeway design all factored into it. And we also have a secondary project that we call the isolation valve project, the separate funding, but going at the same time. In the next 12 to 15 months, with both of those, there's approximately $1.7 million between the two projects, and we are concerned about the cash flow of lengthy payments from both of those funding sources. So we have been in quite a bit of negotiations with the PASS agency on terms for a bridge loan that would provide some funding, interim funding between reimbursements from the state in both of those funding sources. Currently, we've provided quite a bit of information to the PASS agency, including the anticipated cash flows of both projects to kind of determine what the maximum capital expenditure will be at any given time. They've gathered all that information and are planning to discuss it at their board meeting next month. The proposal is going to be a no-interest bridge loan that will be able to cover the maximum output or money expended at any given time. We're still working down the details of what those numbers are going to be with the PASS agency, but the initial indication is that they would like to make the terms very beneficial for the district, making it so that the loan is able to be used to the best of ability to get these improvements implemented.
I think Travis is prepared to answer questions if you guys want any elaboration on what he just summarized.
I have no questions.
Nor do I.
I have no questions.
No questions.
Okay, so do we, we need a motion to approve.
Mr. President, this is Steve Anderson. Can I address just a small point related to that? So if we're going to have this deal go forward, we're obviously going to have to bring back to the board a written agreement on this. So I think unless Travis or Chuck or Calvin direct otherwise, I think tonight is sort of a motion to accept the idea conceptually so that the paperwork can be done. Is that a fair way to put it?
Agreed, Steve. Thank you.
Yeah, yes, I agree.
I agree as well.
Okay, so then actually, I don't think a vote needs to be taken. We just need to give you the proceed to get present the paperwork to the board for signing and approval at that point.
I think that, Mr. President, I think that it would be helpful if the board, you know, as long as you give some direction so that representations can be made by Calvin and Chuck and Travis back to the PASS agency board, that we're very much appreciative of their offer and ready and willing to take it, you know, as long as we reduce it to writing. I think that would be a proper direction to give to the staff.
Okay. But do we want to take a vote on it and approve it, or just if I say we'll go ahead with what you just stated?
Yeah, I'm not sure you need a motion unless the PASS agency has insisted upon that. Have they said anything about that, Chuck or Travis or Calvin?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think that this is more of an informational item, and for the board to say, yep, sounds good, let's keep ironing out the details and bring us the agreement when it comes up. It's a very encouraging situation, but I don't think there's an action item tonight, Steve.
Okay, then we'll proceed with that course then. Okay, I guess the next item is new business. Kriegers and Stewart wants to get in our pocket some more. No. would you go ahead?
Oh, director.
That's all right. Go ahead and proceed with what you have, Mr. Louie, please.
The next item is resuming interest penalties and tag fees sent by Business Administration Assistant Aguilar.
No, I am mine on the new business. Item number one is Krieger & Stewart's rate increase and to approve the...
Perhaps, even if it's not next on the agenda, we could do that so I can get out of your pocket as soon as possible.
Okay. Well, since you're speaking already, Mr. Krieger, I'll just go ahead and let you go on, take it, and then I'll make some comments at the end.
Sure thing. Thank you, Mr. Louie. Folks, every year our office establishes a new rate schedule for the services that we provide. It's generally between 2 and 3% increase over the previous year's rates to adjust various increases in our cost of operation. And no surprise to, I think, anybody that in large part it's healthcare coverage. So we, as we have done in the past, we have sent a letter requesting the board to authorize that revised rate schedule. As I said, it's 2 to 3% across the board. I'm here to answer any questions or any concerns about our proposal. I would like to say from the onset that it's not uncommon for our clients to inquire whether or not the rates that they are paying to our firm are competitive and reasonable and justifiable for the board members to accept, and so they can then look at their customers and say, "Yeah, it's been demonstrated to us that these rates are competitive and." I think that's an important statement to be able to make to your constituents. And if the board desires, we can certainly embrace the idea that the manager would do some polling, for lack of a better word, for other consulting firms that provide similar services. That would let you folks gain confidence that we, in fact, have competitive rates, a statement which I am absolutely confident in. And so, I want to put that out there. If that's the case, I think you've done it before. It's been a few years since you've gone out and put your feelers out for other firms that do the same kind of stuff. But if you don't feel comfortable accepting our proposed increase tonight, we're happy to suspend that while you do your vetting. Folks, as a matter of fact, I'd like to elaborate. These last couple of years, there's been a lot of activity at the district, including capital works on the reservoir number one, the well pumping plant number one, and other items. Those jobs are now closed or nearing closure. We'd be looking, I think, in the near future, a couple years, 2-3 years now, of doing work under the state-funded projects that Travis had just outlined. And so I think you'll see a significant decline in fees for services that we provide that impact the district's general budget, and get away from that and get more towards the projects that the state is funding. And that's not an unusual kind of development for these types of services. When the need comes, we help. When it goes away, we fade away. And I just wanted to make sure that, the recent last 2-3 years versus the next 2-3 years are, putting a focus a little bit about how that's going to go. Now I'm going to stop talking because I recognize I do too much of it. Thank you, folks.
Any questions, Mrs. Wargo?
The only thing is, I wish I had a copy of the last year's rate so I could see how much they were going up. Because I just
we can certainly provide that, Director.
But I mean, I don't know of a better alternative of somebody else knowing our district, right?
Well, yeah, the cost of getting somebody up to speed could
yes.
make up the differential of the cost of what the and so on. That would be a concern I would have.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that. Sorry, go ahead, Director.
Oh, no, I was just going to ask if you could give me, like, do you have the prices? Like, could you tell me just, like, if I said, like, an associate 3 at the new rate is $199, what was he before?
I'd be happy to provide the current rate schedule, the proposed rate schedule, and the percentage increase for each staff categorization for your review prior to any action that you guys need to take.
Okay, then we'll table this till the next meeting, and you can forward that to, and we can go from there then? Is that acceptable
certainly
for
fine.
The directors? Okay.
Sounds good to me.
Yes.
All right. You are going to interject something, Mr. Krieger?
Yeah, I think I was going to say that it's important to us as professionals that the view is that you secure our services because we do a great job or a good job. I shouldn't say great. I don't want to be self-congratulatory, but not. I don't want to be perceived as holding you hostage because we've been working there for a long time and that it'd be expensive to replace us. I believe we've been working there for a long time. We know the system. We're aware of the expenditure concern that the district has. And we're the best choice for providing services to you. That's my hope. And that you guys don't feel, you know, like, well, I guess so, because otherwise it'll cost us a bunch of money to get somebody else up to speed. I think we're competitive. We know your stuff. We want to help the board do the best for the least amount of money. Thank you.
All right.
This is General Manager Louis.
Yes.
I agree with if the board wants me to, the majority of the board wants direct management to seek out other firms, I will do that. But this is my 18th year here at this district, and our current engineering firm and our legal firm was here before I was. And I've always said they've always both led us down the path of righteousness. And considering all the current issues, whether it's legal or improvements and this Prop 1 money, I don't think it'd be very wise to switch at this time. One reason is just the exchange of knowledge would cost this district double the amount for during the transition from one consultant firm to the other. So that would be a consideration for the board. But again, like I said, management is willing to do whatever the majority of the board directs. Thank you.
Okay.
And
well, we're going to table it. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, just to make a comment, Director Wargo here, I just wanted to say I don't feel like I was held hostage. We're just looking at rates, and I don't have what the rates were before. So I don't feel like we've been held hostage, but that's just my opinion by Krieger and Stewart.
I appreciate that, Director. I wasn't trying to be dramatic. I think that you guys all recognize what I was trying to say.
I
want you guys to hire us because – you know, go ahead.
Yes. Just be quiet. You're talking too much.
Okay. Happens just all kidding. The time. No. I'm telling you.
Yeah. I understand where Director Wargo is coming from, and I think that's a good idea, just to give us a perspective. And I've been dealing with Krieger and Stewart since when Dingus was the general manager. So I know your dad quite well, and I've been dealing with Krieger and Stewart ever since just after that, when they got rid of Mr. A. So I'm okay with that. So we'll table this until the next meeting where we have all that information, so we can go from there. I appreciate your time, sir.
Understood. Thank you.
And then, Mr. Anderson, are you sticking around for anything else, or are we going to be...
No, I was planning on removing myself as well and bidding you a good night. I know one of my colleagues will be in your closed session, but I don't need to stay for that.
Okay. All right.
I don't know.
Thank you, gentlemen.
If I can speak up real quick before Steve leaves.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys wanted him present for the next item at all, if he might know anything. I know it's not really his... About the interest and penalties. I know that's not really... I don't think that's Steve's area of expertise. I'm not sure. But I don't know if you wanted legal present for that, in case you had any legal questions.
Steve, can you hang out a little bit longer?
Sure. I'll wait a few more minutes. No problem.
Okay.
I'm not. It's just...
Okay. Thank you, folks. Signing off.
You have a great evening.
Thank you.
All right.
You too.
Next item discussion is resuming interest and penalties, blah, 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 blah. I think since the order is expired, it's pretty self-explanatory. But do you have any comment, Mr. Anderson?
Well, of course, it's not as easy as you'd hope because of the way that the new legislation plays into it. And I think this is what Evelyn was getting to, was that and Evelyn, please do correct me if your understanding is different, because I have a colleague who's been working directly with Evelyn on it. But long story short, you have to offer people who are in arrears a payment plan. And I'm forgetting, but I think it's about 60 days you have to give them to come up with that payment plan before you can start to potentially charge penalties and interest on that set of people who are currently in arrears. So it's not just as easy as flip the switch and everybody gets charged if they're not paying. You have to, there's a payment plan requirement. That sounds consistent with what you heard from my colleague, Billy.
Yes, Evelyn. It's actually 30 days. So we sent out the notices earlier this month, and then they have 30 days to apply for or enroll in that payment plan. If they don't, then it's the 60 days until we're able to, or until we're legally allowed to shut them off. If they haven't made any
30 days plus another 60. Right.
Correct.
Thank you.
And then for regular customers, I believe it's just the 60 days if they don't make a payment. And anyone who, besides these special customers who got like the state bill credit, any other customer, they can still enroll in a payment plan. They just didn't get sent a notice about it.
Okay.
So I guess the long story short is there's a couple of procedural rules that have to be followed. You can't just flip the switch. But I think, Evelyn, are you asking whether at the time that all these triggering dates are achieved, does the board want to begin charging interest and penalties at that point, or is there, in the mind of the board, you, of course, have policy authority to suspend that if you don't want that to trigger here 30 or 60 days out? Is that the question, Evelyn?
Yeah, so this is more like a discussion item. So we will be, the interest and penalties will be applying again, and the water shelves will be applying again. I don't know if the board has any questions or anything about that.
How many customers do we have in arrears because of COVID?
So we actually received funding from the state that paid off any customers who had arrears from the COVID period, which was March of 2020 to June of 2021. So any bills that were not paid in that time period, they've been paid off since then. So there was about 35 of them, I believe. Those have all been paid off. So any past dues are from June of 2021 and until now.
Okay.
And now, I'm not sure of those, the amount that that's on.
Did any of that cover, I can't think of his name right now.
Paul Oshadiri.
Oshadiri.
Did it cover any of his tenants also? Because we don't know how many of them didn't pay because of COVID.
It did cover some of them, but some of them had made large payments right before we received the funding, so it did not cover all of them.
Okay.
If they made a payment before we received the funding, then that payment that they made did not qualify. They didn't receive that credit.
Okay. All righty. Thank you for that.
All right. And does anybody have any questions about any of this?
I do not.
No questions.
All right.
Okay. And there's also an attachment
in
the
all.
Packet. That's the flyer that we're going to send out to the customers.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Anderson. Appreciate your input greatly.
Thank you all. Good talking to you. Take care. Good night.
Thank you.
Next item is Tesco Controls. Is this a change to change the SCADA company to a different one?
Currently, we're actually flying blind. With Bird Electronics, one of their SCADA engineer passed away, and since then they pretty much have gone downhill to where their office is even not even open anymore. They've abandoned their office. Tesco Control is a SCADA company that we're looking into. For those of you guys who don't, you don't know what SCADA means, it's System Control and Data Acquisition, which allows authorized water operators to remotely monitor and control this community's water production and distribution system. I met with Dave Holly, which is our sales engineer, on numerous occasions, and we've also collectively, and that's input from Morgan and Mooney, our field crew and certified water operator, submitted a punch list to Mr. Holler. And his home office is actually in Sacramento. And their key people came down. It was supposed to come down tomorrow, but their flight got diverted and because of fog, and they ended up in Ontario. So they met today, and it's just basically a meet and greet, but we're going to have their primary SCADA engineer come down, and he'll tour the sites, go through our punch list, and that's going to cost an estimate of $5,000 for him to assess the situation and give us advice and his opinion on what needs to be repaired. The SCADA system is currently slowly having issues. The timers are not activating certain wells when I program them. The reason why I stay up at night between 10 and 12, if not later, is to monitor and make sure the production wells are coming on. And it seems on Thursday and Sunday evening, they always fail to adhere to what was pre-programmed. And so that needs to be addressed. And there's a whole list of other issues that we would like Tesco to look into, and I thought that they were going to give us proposal for next fiscal year, but because of their issues and COVID and their short in short with personnel, it'll be probably the next meeting before I can present that. So I'm just advising the board that I'll be spending $5,000 for them to come assess and look into the system and tour our sites. And are there any questions?
Well, yes, I would like to see some customer, other customer references. Do you understand what I mean?
They currently have the tribe and Beaumont Cherry Valley Water District, and I think Mission Springs. Those are some of the local water districts that they have taken over from Bird Electronics.
Okay. All right, so then we'll just table this until you get more information and everything coordinated then?
Correct. As I said, they were going to provide me with a estimate on a contract, but since they're shorthanded in COVID, they asked for a little extension.
Okay. So then we'll table that and move on to the action item number 4, this repair of the Broadway cluster valve.
During the several leak repairs on the Bonita Avenue and Broadway, we had to isolate that area. And there's a 3 cluster of gate valves right near the Three Brothers liquor store, previous to the Cabazon Country Store. And when we went to go shut that off, one of the stems broke off, and now it's stuck shut down. And with well one almost near. Get
completion.
Reactivated. It's almost priority that cluster gets fixed. As y'all know, Broadway, Main Street, and Bonita Avenue are main thoroughways, and we just don't have the personnel to safely perform that operation or that repair. And also, Riverside County Transportation Department has been concerned, expressing their concern, because we don't have a cement and saw that's deep enough to go 12 inches. And so what the crew does is they rent a cement saw, is most they can do is 4 to 6 inches, and then they use the claws on the on the backhoe to rip the blacktop open. So this is, I'm trying to look at my notes here. Genesis Construction has estimated $64,000 for this repair. And they will provide flaggers plus all the traffic control. When you redirect traffic, you know, that plan needs to be approved by Riverside County. And they actually have, you know, the crew and the personnel to get this done. And being, as I said, this is the main thoroughway, I think my crew had estimated it would take them about a week and a half, where Genesis can probably do this in about maybe 3-4 days.
Okay. Where at in the intersection is this valve at?
The valve is in the northeast portion of the street.
Okay.
So it's the number 2 lane westbound on Main Street, just when you enter and the northbound lane of the of Main.
Okay.
I mean, of Broadway, yeah. So it's eastbound Main Street, number 2 lane, and then northbound on Broadway.
You already have a quote, a hard quote from them on that?
Yes. And I recommend that we just replace all three as there's just that one, since we're opening up the street and spending the money.
Is that okay. The price for all three?
Well, we're providing the gate valves, so yes, I would admit it is.
Okay.
Is that the only quote we got for that?
The other quote was from, was a place, I'm trying to think of it, think of the name. I'll have to look at Winnie's notes, but they're a large outfit that does all the Southern California, such as cities like Los Alamitos, Gardena. They pretty much have a direct contract with Golden State, and I think their quote was close to another $5,000 to $6,000, and a lot of it is because they're based out of Compton, and that extra money was to travel out to here, was to mobilize from Compton to Cabazon. Genesis Construction is a local. Yes.
Okay. So we need a motion to either approve or disapprove of this, or to see
more. If I could.
Go ahead.
So Director Wargo here.
Yes.
So this when this falls into the budget, this would fall under capital projects, or would this fall under a different section? I guess maybe Evelyn or Calvin.
This would fall go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say I could check with our accountants what they think it would be best categorized under, but I think it would be line maintenance and repair.
Maintenance and repair. Because I did want to call out, and Calvin, I know we went kind of out of order, so I don't know if you're going to call this out in your manager packet. I read it, but it was earlier. Is about, because I'm seeing that we came under budget on the Main Street. So I just wanted to bring that up to attention. So maybe it's the money we save there goes to replace this. But just from a budgetary standpoint, we're halfway through the fiscal year, and I'm seeing that we are 14% of the Main Street improvement budget, and I believe we're just about done with that. And then I am seeing us running a bit lower on fuel, too. So we do have, there's a little bit of room. It's not much, but.
Well, what?
Just kind of budget.
What I will do. I'll work with Ms. Aguilar and the accountants based on the opinion of our field crew people. If I can push this into the next fiscal year, I can insert it in our next fiscal year budget, but it's all tentative to how will this affect once the well one is activated. So that's the main reason or that if that can be pulled off, to accomplish and put this in next year's budget.
What does the cluster of valves control?
It actually controls all the main flow from tank one, and also distributes, goes underneath the railroad tracks and distributes into the west side, and then eventually down to Elm Street and to the east side. So it's a main line.
Is it closed right now, you said? Or is it open?
Yes, one of the valves is stuck closed.
Okay.
Yeah, the stem snapped, and it's just like that's the reason why we got this grant money was to start replacing gate valves throughout the town. And
yeah.
If we were to approve this, did they give a timeline as far as starting?
I would have to talk to Mooney about it, but I would estimate within they mobilized within no more than 60 days, if not 30 days.
So in one respect,
and also a lot depends on we got to provide the parts. So if it's not floating out there in the ocean, but then we can have Mike Money, deliver them and make sure they're, shovel ready. They're available when they start opening up the street.
Well, do you know what size valve they are already?
Yeah, they're 12-inch.
So that's three 12-inch valves.
Correct.
Well, I myself think as part of this, we need to approve you getting the valves in because of the timeline of whether or not Clay Valves got them or whoever has them. Well, I'd rather have them on hand now so that whichever way we go, we can get it done.
Are these flange valves?
What's that again?
Are they flange? The MJ?
Yeah, we need a T and three valves and all the couplers and the gaskets.
Yeah, well, that's the question is, are they four-bolt flange, six-bolt flange, or are they Victrolic couplings? What kind of how are they attached to the existing pipe?
I think they're eight bolts.
Okay, so a regular pipe flange.
Right, correct.
That's what you were trying to get at, wasn't it?
Yeah, because I know that trying to get any kind of ductile iron parts right now is it's like pulling teeth. Nothing's available for 12 to 16 weeks from most manufacturers right now.
So then you would agree we would direct the... I don't think we need to have a vote on that, but we can direct you to order the valves and get them in and the T that you need.
Okay.
Yeah, that would probably be a good idea.
What about this wording this contract? Or?
Well, let's get the product in-house first before we do that. I tell you what. We want to approve this, it would be tentative on start date after we receive the valves, or scheduling after we receive the valves. Does that make sense to everybody?
Yes.
Yes.
The other question for you, Calvin, is. What is the lifespan of this quote? What's the sunset date on this quote? I mean, is it 30 days, 60 days, 90 days?
30 days.
30 days.
But I'm sure, they'll work with us. And other than Mike Money from and Blue Book, I can ascertain from them, we can reimburse them and see if they're able to get the parts.
Or if they have them
so
already.
So basically...
Right. They might have
them basically
on,
they're just
hand.
Doing...
Go ahead, Mr. Tencher.
I was just going to say, basically they're just doing the labor. Are they doing the patch back on the street and all and everything that permits all that?
Yes, sir. they're going to be performing all the work, including traffic control and flaggers, and the only thing that that the district has to do is both either I or Woonie or both of us will be there to be the site inspectors.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I'm not accusing Genesis of taking shortcuts, but, you know, the contractors have been known to do that.
Yeah, that's kind of why I was asking about the patch back to the street and that.
Right.
Because if it's not up to county standards, then we'd be stuck with that.
And as I said again, even renting is about 4 to 6 inches, and Broadway and Main Street and Bonita, those slabs are about 12 inches because of the heavy trucks.
Yep.
Okay, so which way do we want to go? We need to get the valves in, so either my thought is find out if Genesis has the valves or know where they're at, and then go from there in that respect and report back to us at the next board meeting, which is what, in 3 weeks?
Okay, that's fine.
So in my travels as being a contractor, we mark up material 10% to a customer. So it would be beneficial to us if we bought the material ourselves or tried to first before going to them.
Okay.
Yeah, the first person
we would probably
call
get
Mike
it cheaper.
Money. Yeah, I'm going to be calling Mike Money from HD, and he'll be our first resource.
Okay. Source the components outside and from Genesis, and we'll go from and then go from there.
Okay.
And then find out if they'll extend the quote a little longer based on the fact that we know the way stuff is going.
Okay. I will contact them tomorrow.
All right. So we're tabling that until next month. Next item is closed session.
Right,
so
I
do you want to...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Get a hold of Mr. Sanchez and see if he's ready?
Okay, I'll do that right now.
Do you want us to wait here or go to the closed session?
It's up to you. If he's not ready, I don't know if you guys would like to do them, have Calvin go through his manager report.
Okay, well, why don't you give him contact him, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
Please.
Well, while we're waiting for her to contact him, did we want to go through the manager's report?
Yeah, we can do that, and then we can stop halfway through or whatever. Mr. Louis, you're up.
Right off the bat, everybody read my manager's report, being that we don't have any public present. Are there any questions? Go ahead.
I just spoke to Mr. Sanchez, and he said he's ready.
Okay.
All right, so I gave you guys all the closed session numbers, so go ahead and dial that then. And for the record, it is 7 o'clock p.m. We are now entering closed session.